This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Edwards on the wing, Clay with another three. He is on automatic with 21 in the first half.
Final hour of the week here from Radio Row in New Orleans. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, Cowboys insider Bobby Bell. Ruben is getting the fist pump. We got Rob Gronkowski. We got Drew Brees. We got Eli Manning not getting into the Hall of Fame right behind us. And we have you on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. 920. This would be the guest for RJ, the Luka Doncic of Cleveland, Bernie Kosar.
Man, boy, Bill really pissed off the city of Cleveland with that, didn't he?
Yes.
Oh, man. I can't wait. Bernie, this is the most awkwardly good quarterback you've ever seen. Just no arm strength, no feet, sidearm delivery. Loved him.
Former Cowboy great. Had to step in the 93 NFC title game.
That's right.
The Dallas Mavericks somehow, without AD, go into Boston and beat the defending champs. Everyone all worried. Man, I'm getting this guy freaking out on my Instagram. Let me get his name because I like to get these people. Specifically, Shane Ballard is like, why are you guys making fun of the TNT report saying, remember, lives are more important than basketball? This was Ali LaForce issuing this statement before the game when the Mavs return home tomorrow to take on the Houston Rockets. And no, Shane, I'm not taking any of it back. Big trades have happened throughout the history of sports, and no broadcaster has ever issued a statement as if Nico Harrison is going to get sniped inside the building. If that happens, I will apologize. I'll come on air and say I was dead wrong. Until then, play it, Peyton. Play Ali LaForce yesterday.
Kid told us just moments ago he believes Anthony Davis does have the shoulders to carry this load. One big concern, though, is just the safety of the players, the front office. Going back to Dallas, we hope fans make the wise decision and remember that this is a game and that lives are far more important.
And people get stupid threats all the time. You don't think Jerry Jones has gotten a threat?
Every day.
Hate mail and stuff, stupid stuff written. Come on now, this is silly. It's silly. I apologize if I end up being wrong, which I hope I'm not. But come on, get out of here, Shane. Stop being so sensitive. Stop being so serious. Lighten up.
You won't be wrong now because Ali LaForce is going to step in, and she's just made sure that there's no attacks on the Mavericks. I think, honestly, what this is the Mavericks just probably are not used to the intensity of these sort of just intense, angry, often empty threats that people lob when they're sports mad like this and go over the top. Nobody's saying that's an acceptable thing, like, to do anything like that. But it's also, like, there's a lot of bluster and hot air and just irrational anger pouring out of the fan base right now that comes out in inappropriate ways that ultimately I don't think would lead to anything.
No one's threatening them, like, physically. It's not the players. No one's mad at the players.
Yeah.
Like that, no one's mad. Not a single person's mad at any of the Maverick players.
Yeah.
They're mad at one guy. What?
I got another person on Twitter saying, why are you guys talking about fan reaction? You don't know about the protest tomorrow? Yeah, there's going to be a protest tomorrow.
Yeah. You know, there was one last week, too. It was one of the saddest ones you've ever seen. There was, like, six people there.
For what?
Yeah, the day after, right? There was, like, six people that were holding up picket signs. Like, what
are oh, by the statue?
Yeah. It's not, again, it's not, they're not protesting the players or the team. They're literally protesting Nico. That's it.
Yeah.
I don't even think they're directed their vilification at Patrick Dumont.
Or Kidd.
Or Kidd. Or Adelson. It's literally at Nico. It was his idea.
All right, Anthony Edwards, he had an amazing sit-down. He's checking the Timberwolves' schedule because he's trying to figure out when he needs front-row seats to the Mavs.
Man, it's crazy. He just took them to the finals. he beat me and took his team to the finals. I just feel so tried that, like, if they say I couldn't do this, I go, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever they saying about me, I'm going to change the whole storyline. The whole campaign is going to be my campaign. He just took y'all to the finals.
So you think they might have created a monster?
Yeah. Hell yeah. If the respect that I got for him is where I think it is, yeah, they created a monster. Hell yeah. And I'm excited to play the Lakers now, like, because they created a monster, boy. Man, what? He was getting 35 like it ain't nothing. Now, like, yeah, they finna make him drop the 240 and all type of shit. Like, he going to be dunking shit. I'm excited to see the first time the Lakers play Dallas in Dallas. I'm super excited to see that. Oh, my God. It's in a few weeks. If we not playing, I'm buying front row tickets to that. Hey, for real.
Could you imagine Anthony Edwards or other NBA stars who are just like, they did. Like Anthony Edwards, I could see now that he said and it's gone viral that he would show up. And he's going to be sitting there and he's just going to be like, I want to witness greatness, and I think Luka's about to, and gosh, Luka is locked in as he is. If he knew there were other NBA stars sitting there who came to see him put on a show, he's going to do it.
Someone was speculating, though. I think it was Mark Spears, ESPN. They're like, I don't know how Luka's going to fit in that city because he doesn't want all that limelight, flash, and attention. His game fits the city, but Luka does not want to give quotes. He does not want to talk to the media. Is he as bad as Kawhi? Absolutely not. But I guess, I don't know, they leave Kawhi alone because he's more of a Clipper. I don't know if that factors
that
in.
That absolutely helps. That there's no doubt. You know, just look at like Mets, Yankees. Like Soto is going to have a ton of pub on it, but it's not going to be nearly as much as it would have been had he been playing for the other team. And the same thing with L.A. and the Clippers. Like, if you're playing for the Clippers, you're a stepchild.
We got trolled by a dictionary yesterday.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. The Webster's Dictionary, which, as people know, is kind of like the standard out there. They are now joining in on all the fun. It includes Snoop Dogg, some of the others who have been out there. Snoop Dogg yesterday was saying, talking about Deion, and said, who had such a great run in Dallas that the Mavericks just tried to trade him. So everybody's writing their jokes. And Merriam-Webster said, breaking: the Dallas Mavericks trade Webster's third new international dictionary, unabridged, 476,000 entries, for the 1992 San Bernardino Yellow Pages.
I mean, look, I don't know what the Yellow Pages of San Bernardino were like in 92, but I do miss a good phone book.
I think the Empire State Building said this would be like me trading myself for the Sears Tower.
Or the Chicago Bean.
The Chicago Egg.
Yeah.
The Chicago Egg.
Yeah, that's the one that was. But no, like somebody, Mavericks fans are like, we're getting trolled by books now. That's what we're running into.
Snoop, did Snoop throw some shade? Was that at the Cowboys or
no? At the Mavericks, he was talking about he was introducing Deion and Bill Belichick, and he had said, you know, Deion Sanders had such a great time in Dallas that he, you know, the Mavericks just tried to trade him. He was playing so well that the Mavericks tried to trade him. This has gone on. Jim Gaffigan the other day at the Grammys made a joke about them. They are the laughingstock of everybody. Everybody is making fun
as
of them.
As they should be.
Reggie Miller going on TNT saying, hey, you can't throw out this conditioning stuff. It's not possible.
One thing I've kind of taken offense to a little bit, because I was critical of Luka too. I felt that he needed to be in better shape, but I don't like the character assassination on him floating from the Mavericks. If it's coming from the Mavericks about the reason why we traded him, he wasn't in great shape, his conditioning, he would never get in shape. You guys know this, at least I hope you do. You don't become a first team All-NBA player 5 years in a row if you're not in shape. So please stop the character assassination that this guy's out of shape, he's lazy. I don't like that, because you don't get at the level at the age of 25 without doing what he's done. So there's other things behind the scenes that I'm sure we don't know about, but let's not make it about conditioning, because that's not, you don't get to where he's at being a first team all NBA player 5 years in a row at the age of 25 by not being in shape.
So Reggie Miller doesn't think you can put up those numbers with the conditioning issues. Sitting down with us right now, ESPN NFL insider Dan Graziano on the home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. What's up, man?
How you doing? Sorry I'm late. I was a scheduling snafu.
What do you know about Brian Schottenheimer?
Everybody likes Brian Schottenheimer. All I hear is positive things about Brian Schottenheimer. It's like, you know, all the discussion about the decision and was it right or was it wrong, is Jerry crazy, et cetera, is like, you know, everybody says, but no offense to Brian, he's a good coach, he might do really well. So I think it surprised a lot of people because Brian's obviously not out interviewing with other teams. He's not a guy that's on these lists. But, yeah, I think he's a good coach who's been waiting a long time for his shot, and no pun intended, and I think, he knows the team, like, here's the thing, guys, like, I mean, these first-time head coaches that have been coordinators, like, you don't know if Ben Johnson's going to be a good head coach,
right.
You don't know if Liam Cohen's going to be a good head coach, like, Brian Schottenheimer's got as good a chance as any of them to turn out, so I can kind of see why he wanted to keep it in-house, but I also understand why the fans are kind of like, you know, why can't we do a big wide search like everybody else does?
Well, that's the, do people around the league scratch their heads as to why the Cowboys operate the way they do with not really wanting to do a widespread head search? They didn't do it the last time either.
I remember.
They interviewed two guys.
Yes, and I remember people were surprised then as well. So, Jerry has a famous quote, right, about I could find 500 people to come coach his team, and I guess he's practicing what he preaches. Like, he feels like, you know, I think he sees guys like, you know, Andy Reid, Sean Payton, Jim Harbaugh making like in excess of $17, $18 million a year. And I think Jerry feels like that's too much to pay for that position. Like, not that he doesn't have it, but just that's overdoing it. And that's just the way he feels. And so I think, that's why you see him narrow it down a little bit like that.
Talking with Dan Graziano here on 105.3 The Fan. Dan, why? One of the questions we've asked of people is why not Kellen Moore then? Like, if they want to go familiarity and offensive mind, and why wasn't it Kellen Moore?
Sure, good question, because that seemed to make a lot of sense given his connections there. I don't know the state of that relationship, right, how it ended. I hadn't heard that it was bad, but I know he and Mike McCarthy had a difference of opinion when they parted ways. Could it be that Kellen has some bitterness in his memory about that? Could it be that something lingered with the Cowboys, and maybe they just felt like the continuity that Schottenheimer represented was more what they wanted than going back to Kellen? I mean, they did make a decision a couple years ago to move on from Kellen for whatever reason, so obviously there was something about him that wasn't, you know, screaming for them to keep him there in their minds. So they've been working with Brian Schottenheimer a while. They like him. A lot, the Jones family relationships matter a lot, right? I mean, Jason Garrett was kind of part of the family for a while, and that might have kept him there longer than I think a lot of people maybe expected. So maybe they have a comfort level with Brian Schottenheimer. They enjoy working with him, and they find him a guy that they believe in by virtue of just the time they've spent.
Dan Graziano, ESPN here on The Fan. What surprised you about the Hall of Fame announcements last night?
So, yeah, I mean, I saw Darren Woodson here yesterday. He didn't sound like he was very hopeful, but the Pro Football Hall of Fame is like a.
Are you a voter?
No, it's like a pet peeve of mine. Not because I'm not a voter, but just because I don't like their process. I was a baseball Hall of Fame voter for years when I covered that sport, and that I always felt like, you know, we got a lot of grief for. But like, you get a ballot in the mail, you mail it back in, and if 75% of them say yes, the guy's in, right? This is like 50 people get together in a secret room once a year and like twist each other's
Politic.
Arms, right? Like, it's so filthy. Like, I don't understand why they get away with it and why it's never been overhauled. So in terms of the selections, like, the guys who got in seem like they deserve to get in, but their rules and the process is so strange that I don't know if you're allowed to put five in, why not put five in? Like, that there seem like there are some other guys that could have gotten that fifth spot.
Were you stunned that Eli or Vinatieri didn't get in?
I didn't think Eli was going to get in first ballot. I think there's enough debate over him among that group and people in general about whether I think he gets in eventually, but it didn't seem like he was enough of a slam dunk to merit first ballot. As the parent of a kicker. I was pulling for Vinatieri. I know how much it would have meant to my son, who's a Division III kicker up in Maine at Colby College. And it is tough. The kickers and punters have not historically gotten a lot of love in that room. I think Vinatieri gets in eventually, but again, I'm not in there. I don't know.
Is Orlovsky really that weird of an eater?
Yes, and proudly. It's so weird. Like, I mean, he'll insist that he's right. Which is bizarre, but no, his food takes are very upsetting. It's one of the, I think, most irresponsible things we do at ESPN is let him go on the air and talk about food.
Does McCarthy get another job?
That's a good question. I don't know. He's in his 60s, right? And that's tough. Like, I know Pete Carroll bounced back with the Raiders, but I was surprised by that as well. McCarthy. There was talk of the Saints being interested, but they never actually reached out. Like that was all. Imagined. Like he was free to interview for 2 weeks, and it still is, by the way, and the Saints never did it. So, I don't know. I think it's been a while since he won a championship, and what he did in Dallas for 3 years with 12 wins 3 years in a row, I think that's impressive, but I also think that he's seen as someone whose offense maybe, people are looking for newer ideas, and I think that may be what holds him back from getting another job.
Would you like some developing news, Dan Graziano?
Please.
Bruce Feldman, the Cowboys are targeting K-State OC and O-line coach Connor Riley to become their new offensive line coach.
Yeah.
Who's that?
He coached Cooper Beebe, I guess, right, at Kansas State, so there's some familiarity there. Yeah, we were talking about that this morning. That's interesting that Feldman got it. I was trying to get that confirmed. Yes, he is I think that they're staffing-wise, they got on this a little bit late, so they might have to be doing some sort of outside-the-box stuff, but he has familiarity with their exactly. He has familiarity with one of their key offensive linemen, and, he's somebody, obviously, that they and or Brian Schottenheimer feel is a prospect.
Thank you, Dan. Enjoy the weekend.
My pleasure.
Dan Graziano all over ESPN NFL Insider on the home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. RJ Choppy's favorite guest of the week, his childhood quarterback, Bernie Kosar, sits down with us next. And no offense to you, Dan. He might have been your favorite.
You're Italian. I like that.
Too.
I dig it.
Italian.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When's President Trump showing up?
I land on Sunday, okay? I'll be here Sunday afternoon. I'm going to go right to the stadium and then watch the whole game. The whole game.
First president ever?
That's stunning that he's the first president ever. But apparently, so I was talking to a police officer this morning, Sean.
Wow.
One of the state troopers. They all, like I said earlier, they look like they're about to invade Leningrad. That's how they dress their state troopers here in Louisiana. He said he's going to be at the entire game. And that will be the most secure building in the world. Like they, and no fans will be allowed to like leave until he's out. Like they've got to like, it, yeah.
Wait, you can't leave the stadium?
Like I guess if you leave early, but like if he,
I don't know
he,
how much I'd be touting security based upon recent.
Yeah, but know, like if Trump you know, in the game, because no one's going to leave the game early,
right? You know what I mean? Assume,
but like when he decides to leave, they shut down. Everybody else leaving. So whatever that is, whatever he decides that he's going to leave, they've got to shut the whole place down, basically, and let him get out.
And then Travis Kelce was asked about him the other day. The Swifties are coming for Travis.
So Travis was asked about Trump being at the game. Okay, cool, right? It's just a normal question to ask. And he gave one of the most diplomatic answers you've ever heard.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's a great honor. I think, you know, no matter who the president is, I know I'm excited because it's the biggest game of my life, you know, and having a president there, you know, is the best country in the world. So.
What a great answer.
Good answer, right? It's a good answer, and this is why the country is full of losers.
Well, the Swifties are mad. They think he's a bad boyfriend.
Yeah, they think he's a bad
boyfriend. Because Trump and Swift don't like each other, not fans of each other. You didn't defend your girl?
Yeah. Well, there's a big difference, as was mentioned, big difference between girlfriend and wife. Wife, you defend at all costs. Girlfriend, you know, you got to play it down the middle sometimes. All right? But people were saying he's going to be her downfall. Sad to see my girl surrounded by so many bad people. Like, you know, weird to say this about a man who bullied your girl. And then others saying, there's no way you can be diplomatic about this. If you're neutral, you're siding with the oppressors. Like, it's just a president.
What should
man.
He have said?
What?
What should he have said?
They wanted him to say, like, they wanted him to say, I hope he never comes to a game. I'm going to confront him.
I'm going to confront him. I'm going to fist fight him for what he said. Like, what the hell do they want him to say? This is so stupid.
Corey Major sitting down with us for the KMC Masterpiece.
I heard y'all discussing this, and I wanted to hop in because I was watching TikTok, and the comedian Josh Johnson has a bit about Travis Kelce. And he said they asked him, because of his haircut, they asked him, hey, what's it like to invent the fade? And he looked at him and he said, this is the first day of Black History Month. What are y'all trying to do to me right now? He said, I didn't invent this. I just went to a barber and got a cut that's been around for years.
Yeah. Wow.
The fact that they were trying to give him credit for the fade, a cut that had been around for decades.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here?
He's like, very aware of how he's perceived, it seems.
Yeah, of course. But also, like, I don't know. Just he gave an answer like he respects the head of the state. I'd play golf with anybody, any head of state. I'm playing in the world. Kim Jong Un,
Putin.
Yeah, absolutely. What course?
What course?
Yeah,
I don't know any courses.
Like if he gets me on a good course, then I'll play with him.
Oh, okay.
If he's going to get me on a Muni that I could play, you know, then I might ask how fast do you play. I'll play golf with anybody as long as they're fast.
What's that golf course you love in Westlake or whatever?
Oh, Vaquero?
Yeah. What if he got you there?
Sure. Yeah.
It's Keaton.
Who?
Keaton over in East Dallas.
Michael Keaton.
Ooh. I haven't played that one.
That was my OJ question. That's my all-time question. Would you have taken a selfie with OJ?
Yes.
And posted it?
Yes.
Yeah.
You would have posted it.
Because I also need a conversation. I need to know. I need to talk to him. I'm asking him, too. Did you do it?
No,
like,
you're
I'm
not.
Dead. Yeah. Why wouldn't I ask him? I'm only going to have one
chance. Because he might kill you. How about that?
To talk to him.
Other Super Bowl prop bets.
I guess.
By the way. Very disappointed in that dinner last night. That was a train wreck.
I'm sorry, man.
He liked it, he said. He said he thought it was great.
I enjoyed my dinner. I thought it was really good.
What did you get?
I got the fish okay. with the crab on top.
Just the service was rough.
That happens. That yeah. happens, man.
Chiafalo got drenched in red wine.
The spill was bad.
We're just swapping plates.
We ate Woolchuck's oysters.
Yeah.
Nobody knew.
That was I thought for all the mistakes they gave us free appetizers. No. We ate Zach's oysters that he ordered and RJ salad.
Yeah.
It was a good salad.
I ordered a salad. I didn't see it. The yeah. They just put it down the table and they went to everybody else.
That drink that they brought to make up for things was full. It was my whiskey was to the brim.
Yeah.
So it was I appreciated that. I liked the environment.
Yeah.
Running into some people that we saw last night. That's what it was. It was
yeah. Fun. It was good to get everyone out. All right.
Company.
Super Bowl prop bets. Other ones. Will any player retire on the field after the game?
No.
No is minus 5,000. Will Andy Reid retire?
No.
No.
No. He already said he wasn't retiring.
Yeah.
Minus 3,000. So can I just go and put the house on?
Yeah.
No.
Basically.
I mean, minus 3,000.
It's a lot. Yeah, in order to win $100, you got to bet $3,000.
Will any player propose to girlfriend or boyfriend? See, if you're going to get the Kelce one in that, they have to win.
They're not. He's not doing that.
Right?
No, that would be too corny for him to do.
Too corny for Travis?
To do it, yeah.
Like he's corny.
She would be like, come on, what are we doing? She'd go, oh, my gosh, because that's what she does.
Will any player be seen smoking a cigar on the field?
Oh, yeah, yes. We'll see that.
Yes is plus 550.
Chris Jones.
Ooh, what? So what? No's?
What'd so no's the favorite? I would absolutely take the yes.
What did you just whisper?
I didn't whisper anything.
Oh, I thought Bernie Kosar was coming.
No.
What will Travis Kelce say first on the field?
You gotta fight for your right to party.
Damn is the favorite, then hell, then party, beer, Taylor, State Farm. What will happen? You can bet on all these. What will happen first? Saquon Barkley says happy birthday to me, or he's presented with a cake. I guess Saquon's birthday Sunday. I did not know that.
He would say there's odds on him saying happy birthday to me. Like, that's weird.
What will be the primary color of icing on Saquon's cake?
Green.
Kelly Green.
Purple. It is green as the favorite. Where are we getting Saquon like being presented with the cake?
So did y'all see the Jameis Winston video of him asking everybody their favorite color?
No.
He asked Saquon, and he said it's red. And he goes, are you serious about that? And he goes, man, I should probably say green, huh? So maybe it's red on top of that cake.
Will any ref – I can't believe this is a prop bet. Will any ref do a jersey swap with Mahomes?
Oh, my God.
No is minus 5,000.
What is yes?
Yes is plus 1,000.
All right, dude. So
do they do jersey swaps at the Super Bowl? Like, do they do that after the Super Bowl, though?
Right. No, I feel
like those guys usually at the end, like the visiting team doesn't even go shake hands. Like, if you're a ref and you were going to retire after this game, then you'd absolutely do just play it, lean into the bit.
Oh, my God.
Lean into it. Yeah, sure. I'm going to swap jerseys with them.
And Mavs fans, they're worried about Mavs fans. What would the losing team, the Eagles fans, do to that referee
if he swapped
afterwards and then retired? Where will Andy Reid eat after the game? Big Deal Burger is the favorite. Then Crystal, then Shake Shack, Rally's, Wendy's, McDonald's, Burger King, Jack in the Box. How many patties will be on Andy Reid's post-game burger? The over-under. You could bet the over-under at 1.5.
1.5?
Andy Reid got Adam Teicher there, Todd Archer there, a cheeseburger bar for his retirement the other day.
Cool. That's cool.
Got him a cheeseburger bar. Will Andy Reid say burger during on-field interview?
Yes.
No.
Yes,
he will.
Yes is plus 550. No is minus 1,000.
Oh, I'm owning these.
I'm going to go get my burger. That's what he's going to say. All right, I'm ready. I'm done with this conversation. Time to go get a burger.
Will Jalen Hurts sing Eagles anthem on the field?
No.
No.
Yes is minus 200. No is plus 150.
He seems so humorless.
I would bet heavy on no.
Heavy no.
Will liquid be poured on the winning coach before the game ends?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes is minus 175. What will the Gatorade color be?
Purple.
Purple.
Why do you guys say that?
Because I read that was a favorite.
Chiefs have done it the last 2 years.
Plus 140 for purple. What will be the position of the player?
By the way, real quick, I found out that bet is the one that changes the most in Vegas of any of them because of insider information. And they shift it like crazy. Even one, the max you can bet on that is $1,026. And that bet of 1,000 will shift that line more than anything else.
What will be the position of the player that pours Gatorade on the coach?
I feel like it's a big nasty
guard.
Loftus.
They're just going defense or offense.
I'll go defense.
Defense.
What happens if like like multiple people have their hands on the cooler.
I don't know.
Defense is minus 115.
Is that because they assume it's going to happen during kneel downs?
Yeah. So,
so
the defense would play more there.
All right. The top five MVP most bet players.
Most bet? Mahomes, Saquon, Kelce, Hurts.
Saquon 1, Mahomes 2, Hurts 3, Kelce, then Goddard.
Oh.
Top five MVP liabilities. Nolan Smith, Dallas Goedert, Gardner Johnson, Nick Bolton, Juju.
Nolan or Alden Smith?
Yeah, that was a debate we had on the street the other day. We're walking to the hotel. He goes, that's Alden Smith. I said, didn't you say Alden?
No, I said it was Nolan. You thought I said Alden because you were on a call. And you're like, Alden? You're like, no, it's not. I was like, yeah, it's Nolan Smith.
And although, you know, out here in these streets, it would have made more sense for Alden.
So he called out and he went, Alden! He's like, see, he's not replied. I was like, I didn't say Alden, I said Nolan.
We'll finish with NBA championship odds updated after all the wheeling and the dealing. Who's the favorite to win the title?
Lakers.
Celtics, probably.
Celtics.
Yeah.
Then?
Thunder.
Then the Thunder.
Then Denver?
No.
Cleveland?
Cleveland. Plus 650, then the Lakers at 9-1, Denver and the Knicks at 14-1, Milwaukee 25-1, then Memphis 28-1, then the Mavericks at 33-1, along with the Warriors.
The Mavericks and the Lakers basically switched spots, and the interesting thing is the Mavericks went even further down. They got bet up to 33-1. They were at like 40-50-1 after the trade initially.
I think it's worth it to put $10 on the Mavericks.
I do too.
Ruben did too.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
After the trade?
No, Ruben got it. Right? Ruben got it 20-1.
He got it 20-1.
So that
bucks.
Means it's gone back.
Well, that's, I mean, every casino's got different odds, though.
All right, let's crosstalk for the final. Thank you, Corey Majors, for sitting down with us.
All right, see you guys later.
In place of Bernie Kosar. Bernie, sorry, Choppy.
Yeah, look, I mean,
he
never showed up at the Super Bowl anyway before.
He may have been with, like, Trey Wingo last night or something. Let's crosstalk with the KMC Masterpiece to finish up Super Bowl week after this.
Well, I guess that's my theme music, so I'm leading crosstalk right now, Sean.
Yep.
It's exciting news for The Last Dance here. So, how was dinner last night? Did you guys talk about that on the show?
Yeah, we did. Yep. It was terrible. Awful, in my opinion.
My food was phenomenal.
You got
veal chop.
Veal
now, was
chop.
That a pork chop or was that just veal? Like veal steak. I assume it was a pork chop. And I also may have made a mistake because I got it medium rare. And I'm like, I thought you can't get pork medium rare.
You got pork or veal?
Veal chop. So it could have been a veal baby pig. Veal baby pig.
I don't think so.
No.
It's not. I haven't had.
You worked that bone too after.
I worked that bone, baby. It tasted a lot, honestly, like a pork chop.
Okay.
Like a lot.
And you just had bad fish?
It's just the whole experience. It was horrible traffic going out there.
How far away was it from the hotel?
0.7 miles.
Yeah.
Should you have walked?
Should have.
No, I'm not going to. It's too muggy out here.
All right.
Walking like that. It is muggy out
here. Take it away, Kev. I mean, our group was, it was fun. It was a happening place. Service was horrific. Food was eh.
See, my food was really good. I agree with you that the service was problematic.
Would you get a filet?
Yeah. I thought it was really good. I thought the potatoes were really good. I thought the mushroom sauce was surprisingly good.
Everyone who ordered meat was satisfied. I guess I made the mistake of, I wanted to just eat seafood this trip because we don't have great seafood back home, in my opinion. But it was
I'm
bad.
With you on this.
They spilled my
left
red wine
something to be desired.
All over Eric. Mm. Soaked him. Totally.
Really?
Soaked him. Thank goodness he had red pants.
That'll ruin clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it was so bad. Eric, Zach, and Ruben got back to the hotel and went out to eat.
Wow.
Is that what they went to do?
They went to eat Italian. Wow. That little Italian place that plays the Mexican music.
Wow.
They ate there. That's how starved and desperate they were. Corey walked by there the other day and said, I'd never trust that place.
Well, they were blasting Ramon Ayala.
One of the reasons I didn't go is...
Luis Miguel out here eating calzones.
I'm not sure if it's the Bounty chicken wings. They start serving them around 11:30 here, and then they serve them till 1, and they five wings, and they taste pretty good.
They're very good.
Sorry for saying this if you're listening. Every day after the show, I have diarrhea.
Oh, no.
That was like me yesterday.
Why do you keep eating them?
I don't know. They taste good.
That is a good question.
I'm hungry, and they taste good. Question. Seems to be just like pieces of chicken, but I'm like,
that feels like a great endorsement of the wings. They're so good.
They are good.
Yeah, maybe it's the blue cheese dressing. I don't know what it is.
Are you using the hot sauce or any of the sauce? So maybe just eat the chicken by itself.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to do it today because I don't want to get on an airplane and have that situation.
You should not.
What?
Prime is walking around outside the pen. He's got a big old group following
him
around.
I see your tone has changed.
And Gruden?
Yeah, Gruden's out here, too. Gruden's looking for Broadus, apparently.
Oh, wow.
Oh, did they like each other, right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'd like to show off.
What do you think is in the emails to Broadus?
Oh, my God.
Since I totally prepared for this crosstalk, I'd like to stand up if you're watching on YouTube or Twitch. This was a Christmas present, and I'd like for you guys to review this shirt. Do you think this is a good-looking shirt?
Yes, I do.
It is a black long-sleeve
shirt. Much better than your jeans.
Yeah, I like it.
Jeans are just Wrangler jeans.
May I feel your Wrangler?
See, I think your shirt is like your jeans. They're very nondescript.
It's a shirt.
This is the dad bod
shirt. Yeah.
So I was wondering what you guys think of. I'm wearing the dad bod shirt. My wife, obviously, she loves my gut.
Feels good, too.
She got me a dad bod shirt. So I was like, yeah, these actually do look pretty good.
I feel like that's a bit of insult though, isn't it?
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. I mean, I'm naked in front of her quite a bit. She sees what I got going.
Do you sleep naked?
No.
Just the best way to sleep.
In fact, shirtless?
I can't. Right, I struggle to sleep shirtless. Sometimes you do get hot during the summertime. I struggle to sleep without, let's say, underwear or shorts on and then with a T-shirt on. Yeah. So I struggle the other way.
You don't sleep with socks on, though.
No.
Don't you sleep with socks on?
I will, yeah. But Kristen loses her mind every time she notices I have socks on.
The way you said I will sounded like a threat.
I'll do it from time to time. I'm more interested in, and I know we can't show your whole credential out there.
What's up with your beard?
I don't know.
You're the only one with a beard.
We literally have already gone over this week. What is up with the serial killer lighting on your phone?
I don't know.
That's terrifying.
That's what I turned it in as.
He looks like a different man.
Can I bring up something that wife, I told you about this yesterday. No wife has ever pulled this move. No spouse in the history of hotels. Bobby's wife got locked out of their room.
Oh, my God.
Last night? During the day.
No, in the afternoon.
Yeah, I was walking down the hall and saw her.
You saw her?
Yeah.
And she refused to knock on the door as Bobby was in there.
Yeah. She just stood out there. She was like, he's laying down. I don't want to disturb him.
She said Bobby naps so infrequently, she did not want to disturb his nap.
That's nice.
Isn't that sweet?
That is nice.
That is nice.
She still should have knocked. She should have woke me up to come get her.
Hey. Did you get a good nap in?
I mean, I got an extra 25 minutes.
Okay.
But she should have woken me up.
What type of questions do you think Eli's getting over there?
How'd that vote go?
What a victory for the Metroplex. This is one of my favorite all-time sports arguments that we have been able to dunk on.
But it's just...
We've dunked on it for years.
But no, but DeMarcus Ware didn't get in. I'm not saying that DeMarcus Ware and Eli Manning are the same.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. I know DeMarcus Ware had a better career than Eli. Yeah. I don't think Jason Witten's getting in next year.
You don't?
No.
Well, Gates just got... Wait, was this... What time was this for Gates?
Was this his first? I just feel
if Gates got in on first, Witten has to.
Yeah.
Has to.
You know, the thing with quarterbacks, though...
And Gates cheated. They set a precedent yesterday for PEDs. Yeah. I wonder if that will change baseball whatsoever.
So I finally came around to one of your point of views, Mike, yesterday.
After all these years.
That Aaron Woodson is not ever going to make it to this committee. Like, they were two people short for the modern candidates. They could have put two more in, and they were like, I'm good.
Nah.
I get it. Like, first ballot means this or that, blah, 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 with Eli. But... Darren Woodson was there. He was there to go in the Hall of Fame. They're like, I'm a pack.
I feel like, though, with Eli, we still have won the argument. I think even we won it yesterday that he didn't get in first time.
Right.
Because they had an extra slot.
They did.
This was the smallest class in years.
They had two extra slots.
Here's the other thing with quarterbacks. I feel like you can make the quarterbacks feel like they're either in or they're not. They're either Hall of Famers or not. There's no, like, kind of middle ground. You know?
Rivers is a little tough.
To me, Philip Rivers is not a Hall.
Yeah, I agree. But like, to me, like, if you don't, like, if you're a quarterback, you're either first ballot or you're not. You know, like, because you can, because like a guard, nobody's paying attention to guards the way quarterbacks. You're either paying attention or you're not.
Guard.
You're either a Hall of Famer or you're not.
What about Roethlisberger?
I think he is.
Ben Roethlisberger is a Hall of Famer.
Brian, no.
I think he was. I think he played himself out of it.
What an interesting story from Ross Tucker yesterday about Roethlisberger and the way he was when he started and how he was the last to get there, first to leave, until he started realizing his body needed, like, how he had to be a better leader.
Thanks
was an interesting story.
Corey, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Corey, what's coming up on the show?
I think we're trying to get a Jason Wirth on the show today.
I would love to get Jason Wirth.
Jason Wirth.
So I have two stories about Jason Wirth that I'm hoping he'll confirm. In AA, he was on the Bowie Bay Sox. I was on the Akron Arrows, and he blasted a home run in Bowie off of, I believe his name was Joe Roa. And I'm doing the chart in the stands. In fact, that day, Danny Ferry was sitting next to me. He was friends with Mark Shapiro, who's with the Blue Jays now.
Wow.
And so I'm charting the pitch, the velocity, what happened on it, filling in all that stuff. And I look up, and Joe Roa, our pitcher, charged Jason Wirth when he touched third base. So there was a brawl after a home run as he touched third base. So I can't wait for him to discuss from his point of view what it was like touching third base and a pitcher sprinting at him to try to kick his butt.
Isn't Wirth like 6'5"?
Yeah, he's a big dude.
Isn't he playing old man ball?
I don't know.
There was a photo of him. Just rushing some ball.
Yeah.
So, old man league.
So, also, Ricky Williams is going to join the show today.
Whoa.
My buddy from Duncanville. Little Ricky.
Texas Tech.
We grew up together.
Weed Ricky.
I challenge you to not bring up weed one time.
What?
Unless he's pushing.
Probably
that.
He's pushing.
Well, maybe at the end.
Is he going to bring samples like weed. Emmett with the tequila?
So another Jason Wirth story. In A-ball now, I was in AA at the time. I had a buddy, Cody Allison, who never made it close to the major leagues. Good dude from West Texas. He was a black belt.
Why do I feel like I know that name?
He didn't make it. But he was a black belt in karate. So he gets a base hit, and Cody's telling me this story because we had heard about it in AA. Like, what in the world happened? And he goes, I got a base hit, and I come back to the dugout after the inning's over, and my bat is broken. They said Jason Wirth, who was a catcher coming up in the Orioles system, took the bat and slammed the knob of it and broke the bat, then tossed it to the dugout. Now, he goes, so he's ticked. So the next time Cody comes up, or it was when Jason Wirth came up and Cody was the catcher, Cody calls him out on it and says, why'd you break my bat? They exchange words, and then Cody puts him in some sort of death headlock. Cody said, I had to let go because after a few seconds, I knew I could kill him and might kill him.
Oh my goodness.
I let him go. So I'd love to hear Jason Wirth's
story. He sounds
story.
Like the Rudy Gobert of baseball and soft, too.
Well, you
can't be having all these guys challenge you at 6'5", unless it's black belt.
Do you know what a cool feeling it has to be to know that?
Tell him that after I leave.
You could just kill anybody you want to with your bare hands if you're like a black belt. How do you walk around and not just think like I'm the goat right now?
Because you are disciplined. Like that's part of it.
Yeah, it's part of it.
You train discipline, so you're very like and humbleness comes along with it. Unless you're one of these MMA fighters where the lifestyle is entertainment. But yeah, it's the discipline.
I believe Cody's a firefighter or a police officer in Midland, Odessa area.
Wow, that's what I think.
Shout out Cody.
I haven't talked to him in a long time, but good dude.
Would you be afraid? Say your manager told you to throw at who's the psycho? Is Tommy Pham the fighter?
Yeah. I'd hit him, but I would be prepared to run. Like I'm not.
You just got to avoid him enough until your first baseman gets
like there. Frank Thomas.
Nothing against like Josh Smith, like the Texas Ranger. But if they're like, you got to hit Josh Smith. If he charges me, I know that he can hurt me, but I'm going to be in a defensive position and hold my ground.
Yeah.
But if they say, hit Adolis Garcia and he runs at me, I'm running backwards, hoping my first baseman and third baseman can intercede
before he gets a hold of him. Has a pitcher ever run away?
Oh, yeah. Pedro, I think, did. Pedro like started slapping
like,
right away.
You're 75 years
sometimes
old.
Sometimes I'm throw the glove at him. Yeah.
I think was it Chan Ho Park who tried to drop like a karate kick on somebody?
Would you have run from Clemens when the Mets were telling y'all to plunk Clemens?
I was on the team when Sean Estes and I think missed him intentionally. Bobby Valentine was furious.
Missed him intentionally
because he knew he had to hit him and he missed him two times and then they're like warning like it's over. You can't do it again. So they didn't get Clemens for, one, throwing the bat at Piazza, and then, two, he plunked him in the head, like almost killed the guy. So, all right, well, that's my time.
Well done.
All right.
I hope you guys enjoyed it.
I did.
Have a safe trip back.
Thank you, brother.
Hopefully you we'll guys, see you at home.
You guys, we are going to see each other.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? Sure. It's not like we're going to the Mavs game. Calm down.
How about the Mavs going all the way now?
Hell, who wins the championship first, Mavs or Cowboys? Tolos have voted 70%.
Rangers.
Mavs. On 105 for the fan.
Oh.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.